This world is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music, but positive as sound. It beckons and it baffles. Philosophy don't know. And through a riddle at the last, sagacity must go. And that's the first part of Emily Dickinson's number 501 poem. We're going to be looking at the poetry a little bit, little teeny taste of Emily Dickinson, and build a case for drawing on her insights as a means of addressing the gap in theory, in language, in strategy and analysis that our good three have been pointing out, calling our attention to. So we're going to be thinking about that over the next few shows, about does that make sense? Can we see this? Is it the transitional, or is it the language that we need to get to our freedom? This world is not conclusion, and this new world is the opposite of what we have around us right now in terms of how we see the world. And this last point she made, sagacity must go, this is Shakespeare's and Whitman's and all of our for this moment of class dissolution ancestors of heart's point. The heart has reasons that reason knows not of, which returns us, ever returns us, to this question of passion and longing. And I was introduced to several, but this is the one my son could find, a perfect musical expression of longing. And I posted it on the website, was intending, I had a little musical tribute to longing planned. But as there's no stream, I think I'll have to just hold that till we have a stream, should that ever happen again, let's hope. In any case, the final part of that tribute was a piece called Layla. And check it out. I put it up on the website at the beginning of the text for this show. Can we fall in love with ourselves as we discover each other's voices? We asked in a recent show. Longing for what we are, longing to see it live. And what we are is passionate, deeply, expansively, voraciously passionate. We want our passion and real passion, power, fears, as it can't be predicted or controlled. Real passion, which is but our full human capacity rising in us. We want it to live. It is a powerful force. It's called the earth, life's longing for itself. And this reaction to suppression is also what Alice Miller talks about in Prisoners of Childhood. And what we're discussing or thinking about today is freeing ourselves from that perpetual childhood of unmet longing. And I can speak on this firsthand. I was at risk of losing my love, and I know this by the contrast, as it builds, as it grows, because I've never felt such longing as this. So weak you can barely speak. Longing comes from the core of our being. longing for our voices to meet, to see ourselves, our passion, reflected back. Walt Whitman expresses this with these lines, the untold want. And I'm sorry, I found myself thinking just now something discussed a little bit in waking up in the chapter Two Winds about how there are certain longing, there's certain wants and longings too precious even to voice. And I think that's what Walt Whitman means by untold want. And that how, you know, as parents, those get communicated without words as a almost a debt owed, I think I put it as that, to our children, saddling them with fulfilling our dreams. And it's an enormous waste of energy, is one way of looking at the project of the nascence, that we need to free our energy by realizing our own dreams, by working on them directly. We don't saddle our children with them. So Walt Whitman writes, the untold want by life and land ne'er granted. Now, voyager, sail thou forth to seek and find. And Zora, Neale Hurston, with these, quote, she had been getting ready for her great journey to the horizons in search of people. It was important to all the world that she should find them and they find her. We feel this as children and youth. The urgency of meeting our others, seeking our mates. And then the world of class gets in the way, doesn't it? With its imposed false priorities. Not false in a material sense, obviously. Until we work together, collectively, we have no means of addressing our survival issues. And it's a trap they want to keep us in, for sure. For sure, for sure. Longing, hope, and of course, determination. These are the qualities that fuel our movement. Aren't they the taproot of solidarity?